I'm their friend.
I'm a legends class on Saturday. I'm leading this up.
Keep you busy, huh? Oh, I'm supposed to do an opening statement. Well, I was a little nervous when they started off and came out. You could see they'd worked on some things over the last couple days. But our guys held true. We continued to, keep the tempo and really get after them defensively. And, you know, with nine new guys and really not much experience out there, I think that obviously cost them at times when they were trying to, get back in the game. So I think for where they are, as far as maturity and age-wise, they fought hard for a while. And then our age and experience kind of took over.
In depth, it seemed like your depth that it kind of...
Yeah, in depth, and guys that have played before. I mean, we've all been there when you got new guys that haven't played and you're trying to put them in and that next guy doesn't really know what he's supposed to do either. So it's tough on a coach, but I know they'll have those guys continue to get better, and I think by the time their league season rolls around, they'll have a better feel for their offense and their defense.
How much are you seeing now? When you switch to this offense in this sub-tempo system, are you seeing what you wanted to come out of it in terms of wearing other teams down?
At times, when we were just firing threes without passing the ball at the beginning of the game, I was a little skeptical. But when it kicked in and we made some shots and really kept the pressure on them, I think that what we've worked on and talked about, the game plan came through pretty strong tonight.
It seemed like you kept in it early with your size, got some extra chances. I think 6-8 or first 8 points for second chance points, and all of a sudden the 3 points are opened up.
Yeah, you have to get some offensive rebounds if you're going to take some quick shots. And we had a few of them that kept us in the ball game early. And then when the threes started falling and we were able to set our press up, I thought that was kind of the difference in the game.
You mentioned the other night that Chaz's intensity might be a key tonight. He seemed to bring it from the start.
Yeah, he did a nice job. He's a competitor. He's a little feisty guy, and it's nice when your point guard is a competitor and a leader. And I don't think he's going to let these guys not play on top of what the coaches are saying, what we're teaching. So it's nice to have him. I will say that much.
Was this big for Freddie to break out a little bit and knock some shots down?
Yeah,
was it big for you to have
I think it was big
it?
For him and for the team. When the lead was kind of dwindling a little bit, he made 5 straight points for us that I thought separated the game. And it was nice that it was him instead of somebody else. And there's some guys that are really clicking and a few guys really. I think Putney can do a little more and stay out of all trouble. And, we got some guys marinating over on the bench that I'm trying to find them minutes. Maxi Yusho being one of them. He's, a young kid that's going to come along. But, Terrell's playing well. Javon's doing some things. So it's hard to just get guys in and just try to get them minutes.
How much better is this team with Freddie clicking offensively?
Well, we've played pretty well without making many threes from our two-guard spots, so that gives you one more weapon that teams have to worry about instead of saying just let him shoot. And I think when he's playing confident, it kind of comes over to the other guys on the team also.
Yeah. So another offensive step for Caddy?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
11, he had the three-pointer, he had a couple of
He was good today. He did some things. I do like his presence on offense and defense in there. And once he can play more than 15 to 20 minutes, I think we'll see a player that's going to continue to get better. But he's got good hands in the post.
You talked about their youth a little bit. Did you see anything that showed promise?
That we recruited some of those guys and didn't get them. That's that's a pretty good thing. I think their little point guard's going to get better. The kid from Germany, I was nervous that he was going to play tonight because I think he's a very good player. And then in the recruit process, I thought Clifford has a chance to be really, really good. And so it just takes time. And they don't have anybody older to really help them get through the kind of rough times. It's like you're out there and you're gonna deal with it. But I think Coach knows what he's doing. He had a similar plan at Cornell and let those kids mature and get better. That offense, once it clicks and the guys know where they're supposed to be, I watched the Michigan-Memphis game today, and there's a lot of similarities between what he's trying to do and what Michigan does on the offensive end.
We talked the other night about assists 18 more tonight.
Yeah, it's great. The kids are sharing the ball. I thought the play where Javon got Freddie going with that three-point shot was one of the best plays of the year. Because he I don't know if he did it on purpose, but he knew that Freddie wasn't really clicking. And to get him going was nice to see that the kids really seemed like they care for each other, which is one of the best things a coach can have.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Talk about Jesse Morgan's play. It seemed like he was really...